大家看了一段圣经。
In our evangelistic service last night, we've looked at a passage in the Bible.
哦，发觉说我们人都是神造的。
We've learned that all mankind was created by God.
所以为什么我们称天上这位独一真神叫天父？
And that is why we call this true God of heaven our heavenly Father.
他用土造了我们，然后在第一个男人的鼻孔里面吹了一口气，让他成了有灵的活人。
And he made us out of the dust of this earth, and he breathed into the nostril of the first man created, and he became a living being.
照着圣经的记载，这是在创世的第六个时间周期，第六天完成的。
And according to the scripture, this happened on the sixth day of creation.
那前五天在做什么呢？
And what did he do in the first five days?
在创造我们现在所称的宇宙万物。
He had created the universe and everything that was in it.
时间、空间、天空的鸟、海中的鱼、地上的动物。
That he created time and space, the birds in the sky, fishes in the ocean, as well as all the things on earth.
还有整个宇宙的星宿，以及我们看到的各种的光体跟大光。
And he have created everything in space, as well as all the celestial lights that we're able to see.
所以昨天小弟用了一个圣经没有的名词，说我们这整个宇宙啊，简直就是一个育婴房。
And therefore, yesterday I described our entire universe to be a nursery.
对，就是神已经造好了这个养育婴儿的房间，再造出他疼爱的儿女。
Because God has first created this room in which He will nurse His children, and then He created His children.
然后圣经说，神就把这一切交给亚当跟夏娃来管理了。
And the Bible records that all this God has entrusted to Adam and Eve to manage.
大家知道吗？本来啊，交给亚当夏娃管理之后，是要让他们玩到永永远远的，玩不完啊。
Did you know that all the things that God has given to Adam and Eve, they were so boundless that they would never be able to finish?
所以我以前遇到一个传道同工啊，现在在新加坡。
Once I have a coworker, a fellow preacher who is now in Singapore.
我说你将来啊，可能被派出国的机会比小弟还多。
And I told him, you may have more opportunity to be sent overseas than myself.
很辛苦哦。
And that is hard work.
他说没有啦，感谢主啦，我是到处去玩啦。
And he said, not really, thank God, I'm actually having, I'm going to have fun.
他说神造这个世界本来就是让人类玩的。
And he said, God created this world in order for mankind to have fun.
可是为什么现在我们有些人觉得不是这个样子呢？
But why do some of us now reckon this is not the case?
我们活在这个世界上啊，没有办法到处都去。
We live in this world, and yet we're not able to go everywhere.
会遇到各种天灾地变。
We face a lot of natural disasters and changes.
包括各样的战争。
As well as wars of all kinds.
甚至就好好的待在家里面啊，连身体都可能会生病入院啊。
And even if we just stay by home by ourselves, our body may grow sick, and we have to be hospitalized.
可是大家知道吗？一开始神在造我们人的时候不是这样子诶。
But did you know that when God first created man, it was not the case?
大家如果有空啦，借一本圣经或家里面有，翻前面几页就好。
And if you have time or if you have a Bible, just flip through the first few pages of the Bible.
会发现本来啊，我们人被造的人跟神一样，是永远不会死的，是没有痛苦的，是不会生病的。
And you will learn that, like God, when man was first created, able to live forever and they feel no pain and would not grow sick.
但是为什么变成今天我们这样子呢？大家有寿命的长短，身体软弱，常会生病呢？
But how have we devolved into our current state where we have a limitation of our lifespan as well as our body deteriorating and growing sick?
因为第一个男人跟女人亚当跟夏娃，他们犯罪了，罪从一人入了世界，圣经这么写的。
And for the first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve had sinned, and through one man, sin has entered into this world. That's what the scripture says.
可是神还是让人带着自己的寿命，带着人的智慧跟能力，在地面上繁衍众多，成了今天有80几亿人口的局面。
However, God still allowed humankind to be fruitful and multiply, and with their human wisdom and human life, then they are able to multiply to the 8 billion population that we have today.
小弟为什么先讲这一段话？
So why do I start with this?
因为这跟两千年前主耶稣来告诉我们的一个故事很有关系。
Because this is related to a story that our Lord Jesus told us 2,000 years ago.
这个故事也在昨天的布道会有跟大家念过。
And this story we have recited yesterday in our evangelistic service.
是在路加福音十五章啊。
This is recorded in Luke chapter 15.
但是今天晚上我们没有要念这段经文啊，因为昨天念过了。
And because yesterday we've read it, so tonight we will not be reading the same passage.
路加福音十五章的这一段经文是我们一般基督徒所称的叫做浪子回头的故事。
This story recorded in Luke 15 is more famously known by the parable of lost son or prodigal son.
但是每次小弟一直读，一直读，读到现在，我觉得这个故事的抬头啊，应该不叫浪子回头。
But the more I read this story, I feel that the title shouldn't be the parable of the lost son.
应该改成老父的盼望。
It should be renamed the hope of the old father.
其实这个故事到后来啊，没有在写那个浪子了。
Because this story, as it goes on, talks less and less about the prodigal son.
可是这故事当中啊，从头到尾一直没有离开的那个角色是那个老父亲。
But a character that was never, that never disappeared from the story is this old father.
我们简单讲，那一个本来身为这个老父亲的二儿子的人啊。
And as to the person who was the second son of this father.
他突然跟自己老父亲说：“把家产分给我吧。”
He suddenly said to his father, "Give me my inheritance."
我不想留在家里面了。
I no longer want to stay in this house.
大家知道吗？这个在两千年前的犹太人社会，这等于是当面说：“爸爸，你没有用了，我不想跟你住在一起了，我要自己出去闯天下。”
In the social context of the Jews 2,000 years ago, this means that the child is actually telling the father that, "Father, you're of no use to me. I want to go out and forge my own world."
我们只是一开始看到的这个浪子即将离开家。
And initially in the story, we see that this prodigal son is about to leave home.
大家我们去想一想那个老父亲的心情啊。
And we need to imagine and put our place in the father and see how it feels.
其实这个浪子是谁呢？
Actually, who is this lost son?
这个浪子带着他父亲分给他的一切，自己出去闯荡，想要谋求更好的生活。
So this lost son took all of the inheritance that his father has given him, and he went out on his own to forge a better life.
他想要发财。
And he wanted to be rich.
他想要自由。
He wanted freedom.
他想要有成就。
He wanted accomplishments.
可惜天不从人愿。
And pitiful for him, things did not go the way he wanted.
他用尽他所有的恩赐才能，最后遇上大饥荒，变成了一个穷光蛋。
And he used all his talents and money that he had, but there was a famine during that time, and he ended up being a poor person.
这个儿子快饿死了。
And he was about to starve to death.
他去找了一个朋友养猪的。
So he went to a friend who is rearing pigs.
他希望这个朋友啊，给他一个工作机会，让他去喂猪。
And he hoped that his friend would give him a chance to work to feed pigs.
甚至有时候他都觉得那个猪吃的比他还好啊，他也想吃猪吃的、啊，好香啊。
And even sometimes he feel that the pigs eat better than him, and that he would rather eat the pig feed.
他突然想到了一件事啊。
And he suddenly remembered something.
我怎么会变成这个样子呢
？How have I devolved to this?
我本来在家中过着大少爷的日子，那么好。
I lived a life of a rich son back at home. It was so good.
我怎么会沦落成这个样子
？And how did I come to this?
他想回去找他的老父亲了。
So he thought to go back to look for his father.
来，我们现在好像又在讲这个儿子的故事了。
And now it looks like we are talking about the story of the son again.
但是大家想一想，那个老父亲在做什么
？But let us think in the meantime what the father was doing.
当初这个小儿子要分家产的时候，老父亲在伤心呐。
Initially, when the second son was asking for his inheritance, the father was exceedingly sad.
这个儿子出去的时候，老父亲眼巴巴送着他出去。
And when the son
孤单呐。
When the son went out, the father watched him go away, and the father felt lonely.
当他的儿子在外面高兴、难过、不晓得在做什么事情的时候，老父亲没有他的消息啊。
And while the son was going out enjoying or being sorrow or whatever he was doing, the father was at home waiting for him and received no message.
这个老父亲在做什么？你们知道吗？这个老父亲在做什么？你们知道吗
？Do you know what this father was doing?
可以看一下这路加福音十五章的二十节。
You can refer to Luke chapter 15 verse 20.
小弟念给大家听啊。
I read for everyone.
这个小儿子要回去的时候，这个经节记载。
When the second son wanted to return, this is what the verse records.
于是起来往他啊，你念英文好了。
Verse 20, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
大家注意哦，这个儿子回去之前有没有先通知老父亲啊？
Now we have to take note of something. Did this second son notify his father that he was returning?
他有先打电话回去说：“爸爸，我什么时候要回去吗？”
Did he make a call to his father saying, "I'm going to come back at this time"? What do you think?
他准备了一套说辞，要跟他父亲道歉。
And he had prepared a speech to apologize to his father.
他甚至不知道自己的父亲还欢不欢迎他。
And he even did not know whether his father was still alive.
他就回去了。
And so he returned.
没有事先通知欸。
And he did not notify in advance.
不知道是什么时候欸。
So the father did not know when he was going to
come back. 不像小弟前天来墨尔本啊，还要先通知教会我几点到机场啊。
And 2 days ago when I arrived in Melbourne, I had to notify the church what time I would be
arriving at airport. 我如果没有通知墨尔本教会啊，直接来啦，那里有一个教会的代表等我啊，我会吓死啊。
And if I did not notify anyone, and when I came, and someone from the church is already waiting for me at airport,
那表示你们教会啊，派人站岗24小时，已经连续半个月了，对不对？
Because that would mean that the church has sent someone to the airport 24/7 for more than 2 weeks.
你看经文，
Look at the
scripture. 他回去还有人就看到老父亲那么远就看见了。
When he returned, his father saw him from afar off.
注意这里写的，不是他看见老父亲哦。
Be mindful of what was written. He did not see his father.
是老父亲先看见他。
His father first saw him.
我问各位，你们知道老父亲一直以来在做什么吗？
So do you know what this old father was doing the whole time?
这儿子高兴的时候，他也等在门口。
When the son was happy out there, the father was waiting at the door.
这儿子毫无信息，都没有在想念他的时候，他也等在门口。
When the son gave no message and did not care about him, he was still waiting at the door.
这孩子落魄，他不知道的时候，他也等在门口。
When the son was helpless by himself, the father still waited by the door.
他不知道自己的孩子到底要不要回来，他还是等在门口。
He knew not whether his son would return, and yet he waited at the door.
当他的孩子低着头回来的时候
，and when his son came down.Came back dejected.
他远远的就看见了。
He from afar he saw his son.
远远就开始跑啊。
And he started to run.
跑去抱着他儿子的景象，一直跟他亲嘴。
And he ran and he embraced his son and kissed him.
他多想他儿子啊。
How much did he miss his son?
他等这一天等好久了。
He had been waiting for this day for a long time.
不管他儿子是做大官。
No matter whether his son had become a great official, or whether he became a rich man, or whether he became a beggar, or whether he came back disabled, he has finally waited until the day. In fact, this story is the story of the father.
这个儿子是谁呢？
Who is this son?
这个儿子不就是刚才我们一开始所讲的他所创造的儿女亚当跟夏娃吗？
This son, isn't it referring to the children that God had created, Adam and Eve?
他们违背了这个天父的意思，让天父伤心了，于是离开伊甸园了。
And they went against the will of the father and upset him, and they left the garden of Eden.
从此不再有永生了。
And they no longer have eternal life.
从此开始会死亡了。
And from thence they will face death.
从此开始会生病了。
And they became sick.
用他们的智慧在世上闯荡
，and with their own wisdom they try to make their living in this world.
在地面上挣扎
，they struggled on earth.
这个儿子是谁啊
？Who is this son?
这个儿子就是在座的我们。
The son refers to all of us here seated.
我们带着从天父那里拿到的产业，什么产业
？We have received an inheritance from our heavenly Father. What is this inheritance?
神赐给我们的寿命
，He has given us our life.
神赐给我们的聪明
，He has given us our wisdom.
神赐给我们的才能
，He has given us our talents.
世界上80几亿人，凭着他们自己，每个人都想开拓自己美好的生活。
8 billion people on this earth, everyone by themselves wants to make a life for themselves.
每个人都想在世界上留名。
And everyone wants to leave their name on this world.
正在发达的时候，没有人想到有一个老父亲啊。
And while they are being rich and prosperous, they have not thought of the old father.
直到有一天，有人提醒了我们。
Until one day, someone came to remind us.
直到有一天，我们走投无路的时候。
When we were helpless.
我们才突然想到，跟这个年轻人一样，我还有一个伟大。 不知道有多少故宫的富有父亲啊。
It was at this point that we come to realization, like this young man, that we have a father of immeasurable riches.
你知道这一个老父亲的故宫是谁吗？
And do we know who are the
他的手下是谁吗？
Who are his subordinates and hirelings?
是天上那数都数不尽的天使啊。
His subordinates are the innumerable angels in heaven.
每一个都比我们人类还有能力。
And each of them better than all mankind.
可是我们却在这里。苦苦挣扎
but,
为生活而打拼
but here we are miserable trying to make our living
各位你知道吗
did you know everyone
你来到这里了
you are here now
我不知道你高兴还是不高兴、
啊、I'm not sure if you're happy or not
或许你没有什么感觉
and perhaps you don't have any feelings
我告诉你
but I tell you
我们来为耶稣我们的天父
Jesus,
他恨不得出现，抱着你的景象，一直跟你亲嘴啊。
And Jesus, our heavenly Father, he really longs to the scene of us embracing and him kissing us.
各位在座的好朋友
，or our good friends here,
他等你等好久好久好久了。
Jesus had been waiting for you for a very very long time.
你现在才想到他。
And perhaps now you think of him.
我们来看旧约圣经以赛亚书三十章的十八节。
We turn to the Old Testament Bible, Isaiah chapter 30, verse
在这里，旧约的先知以赛亚把神的话语传给我们。
Here, Prophet Isaiah conveys God's word to us.
以赛亚书三十章十八节，请念。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. Verse 18. Therefore, the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him.
各位看这里，后面那最后一句是说我们在等候神的有福啦，对不对
？The last sentence here says, "Blessed are all those who wait for Him."
但是你看，在我们等神的前面是谁在等我们？你看到了吗
？But before we are waiting for Him, who is waiting for us?
其实不是在我们在等神，其实不是啊。
In actual fact, we are not the one doing the waiting.
我们再怎么等，也是人世间一百年而已。
And no matter how long we may only wait for 100 years. That's our life.
这里说那一位至高至大独一的神，他一直在等我们，一直在等啊。
But this most high God of heaven, he had been waiting for us for a long time.
等什么呢
？And what was he waiting for?
等到你来了。
He was waiting for us to come.
你今天进到会堂。
And today we're in the church.
在这个属神的教会里。
And we are in this church that belongs to God.
你或许还没有开始掉眼泪
，and perhaps you have not shed tears yet。
我知道我们的天父眼眶红了
，but I know that our heavenly Father is tearing up。
他的第一句话说：“我已经等你等了好久好久。
”And his first word would be, "I have been waiting for you for a long time."
他不只要等我们
，not only is he waiting
他等我们是为了把他所有的一切家产跟恩典都赏赐给我们。经文写的
，He is waiting for us, as the Scripture says, because he wants to bestow upon us all his inheritance that he has.
我们来看新约圣经哥林多前书二章九节，就是这么说。
We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. It's written there.
哥林多前书二章九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
你们看到神会为我们预备啊。
We see that God makes preparation for us.
你希望神为你预备什么呢
What do you hope God has to prepare for you?
新约经文说会照着运行在我们心中的大能大力成就一切超过我们所求所想的，这就是神预备的。
God has prepared for us that which is in our heart, a great power that is able to accomplish what transcends our expectation and understanding.
包括你现在需要的一切帮助跟恩典。
It includes all the grace and help that you are expecting right now.
包括你没有体验过应许的真理的圣灵。
Including the promised Holy Spirit, which you have yet to experience.
包括将来，如果你有信心会得到保罗所说。那没有办法用人语言描述的天国永生
，and you receive the undescribable, as Paul mentioned, eternal heavenly kingdom in the future.
就好像路加福音十五章二十二节到二十四节，这个老父亲看到儿子回来了，他再也不计较过去了。
Just like in Luke chapter 15, when the father saw that the son has come back, he no longer cared about what had happened.
路加福音十五章二十二到二十四节，请念。
Luke chapter 15, verse 22 to 24. But the father said to his servant, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found, and they began to be merry.
各位，你有看到这个爸爸在问他的儿子说：“哎，你钱还剩多少吗？”
Did you see that the father asked the son, "How much money have you left?"
你有看到这个爸爸在责备他的儿子说：“你看看，不听话的后果就是这样子吗？”
Did the father try to rebuke the child, saying, "If you don't listen to me, this is your consequence"?
你看到这个老父亲没有问，也没有责备。
But we see that the father did not ask at all, nor rebuke at all.
他把最好的袍子拿出来。
He took up the best robe.
戒指赶快把它戴上。
And put a ring on his hand.
把最好的鞋子赶快给他穿上。
Gave him the best sandals on his feet.
这个时候回来的儿子又变成什么？你们知道吗？变成他父亲的宝贝呀，心肝宝贝。
And when this lost son has returned, he became the treasure and the most precious of his father's heart.
各位朋友，你们来到这里，你们会成为天父的心肝宝贝。
Fellow friends, since you have come here, you will become the most precious of the Heavenly Father.
即使你觉得自己不配,
even though you may feel unworthy,
你觉得我值得吗?
You may ask, am I worthy?
我从来不重视这个叫耶稣的。
I have never placed any importance
on this person. 我过去从来没有想到要来找神。
I've never thought to seek for a God.
今天只不过刚好路过就坐在这里啦。
But today I was passing by, so I'm sitting in here.
我告诉你们，神不在乎的，他高兴啊。
But I tell you, in fact, God does not care. He is happy just because you're here.
他要把天家里面最好的袍子拿来给你穿。
And he will take the best robe of his heavenly home and for you to
put on. 把天上那最好的戒指把你戴上。
And he'll give you the best ring in heaven to put on.
他把一切都再次跟你分享。
And he will share with you everything that he has.
你有听到他现在问你什么吗？
And did you hear what he's asking you?
他现在没有问你。
He's not asking.
因为他想抱着你。
Because he only wants to embrace you.
所以各位好朋友，我们来了。
So fellow friends, we are here now.
来到这里就证明天父爱我们。
And just because you have come here, it proved that Jesus loves you.
但是还不止如此。
But not only so.
你若愿意继续查考相信。
If you're willing to continue to study and to believe.
你会更加体会到神那奇妙无比的爱。
And you will be able to further experience the wondrous and unimaginable love of Jesus.
以上见证，再跟大家分享一点我从圣经里面先领受的。
And I would like to share with everyone what I have received from the scriptures.
刚才我们讲那个老父亲看到他心爱的儿子终于等到他回来了。
And just now, the old father had finally waited till the day his precious son has returned.
他就把那上好的袍子拿给他穿。
So he took the best robe they have to put on him.
大家知道在圣经最后一卷的启示录就有那上好的袍子跟外衣哦。
And in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, it also talks about this best robe and garment.
那你说就是圣徒所行的义。
And it refers to the righteousness of the saints.
也就是我们愿意遵守主耶稣话语所做出来的一切。
And these are all the actions that we do out of our belief and faith in the words of Jesus.
是洗净的。
And this is clean.
是洁白的。
It's washed white as snow.
所以如果我们愿意接受赦罪重生的洗礼，就是穿上这上好的袍子啦。
And if we're willing to receive this baptism of remission of sin, then we have put on this best garment.
把那个鞋子给他穿上，你知道那鞋子是什么吗？
And when he put on the sandal on his son, do you know what the sandal is?
那就是神告诉我们一切美好的信息，福音啊。
And this is all the good messages that our God has given us, the gospel.
把福音当成鞋子穿上。
We put on the sandal like the gospel like a sandal.
去宣扬这位召我们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
To preach the virtue of the one that called us out of darkness into light.
但是最后要跟大家讲的是那个戒指，还记得吗？
But lastly, there was still the ring. Do you still remember?
天国最好的戒指是什么？你们知道吗？
What is this best ring in heaven?
我们来看新约圣经以弗所书第一章的十三节跟十四节。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
以弗所书一章十三节跟十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 to 14. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory.
这里说，如果我们真的领受了福音，真的是相信耶稣。
And here, if we have truly received the word of the gospel and believe in Jesus,
我们会领受一个印记啊。
We will receive this seal.
你们知道古代的印记怎么用吗？不是现在的印章哎。
And do you know how in the ancient days the seals worked? It's slightly different.
你们如果看见一些古代的西洋剧，有没有？
I mean, if you look at old period films,
古代的贵族跟王啊，那个卷啊，公文弄起来之后滴上蜡，印记是用这个啪，记得吧
？When the nobility or the king writes a letter or decree, after they fold up the letter, they would seal it with this wax seal.
你们知道这是什么吗
？Do you know what the signet ring is?
The ring.
That's the ring.
扳指啊，好，可以。这个印记啊，我们再看十四节，继续再讲啊。
And as for this seal in verse 14, in further elaborate,
这个属灵的戒指在神的眼中是很有价值的。
This spiritual ring is very valuable in the eyes of God.
价值在哪里
？And what's the value?
是得天国基业的值。值就是凭据，就是非常有价值的东西啊。
And this is the guarantee of our heavenly inheritance.
好像以色列人在结婚的时候要有给对方一个有价值的东西，通常是金戒指。
When the Israelites were having a wedding, they would give one another an item of great possession, and that's the ring.
你来了，你愿意，天父要把这个属灵的戒指最有价值的把你给戴上，证明你是属他的。
And you have come today, and you're willing to allow the Heavenly Father to put this ring on you.To prove that you belong to Him.
这里告诉我们是什么？是应许的圣灵。
And what is this ring? Here it tells us it's the Holy
Spirit. 前两天我们说这个应许的圣灵，两千年前主耶稣升天时候就降下来了。
And this Holy Spirit of promise had descended 2,000 years ago after Jesus ascended.
不止在两千年前。
Not only then.
也在现在的真耶稣教会。
But likewise today in True Jesus Church.
就是那看得到与听得到圣灵内住的现象。
And this is the phenomena of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which can be seen and heard.
各位第一次来到这里的好朋友，等一下我们要进行的就是圣灵在灵里的祷告。
And fellow friends that are here, and following this, we'll be having a prayer of the Holy Spirit.
如果你还没有领受圣灵的话
，If you have not received the Holy Spirit,
你等一下祷告第一句就念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And when you pray, you begin by saying, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray."
然后接下来一直重复讲一句就好了。
And after that, you can just repeat.
Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣
Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
因为圣经叫我们要一直赞美感谢神
The scripture tells us that we have to be unceasing in our praising of the Lord.
你说那我不用告诉神我要什么吗？我到底面对了什么问题吗
？But you may think, do I not need to tell God what problems I'm facing and what I'm asking from Him?
你要说也可以啊。
And if you want to tell that to God,
你不说也无所谓啊。
And if you don't, that is fine as well.
因为主耶稣告诉我们，在我们跟他祷告之前，他就知道我们所需用的一切了。
And because Jesus told us that before we even pray to Him, He knows what we need in our life.
所以我们如果还没有领受圣灵，就这样一直念重复这一句就好。
So if we have not received the Holy Spirit yet, we can just pray by repeating Hallelujah.
不用想着，不用去组织什么文章。
You don't need to write an essay.
不要怕讲的不完全。
You do not need to be worried about not being eloquent enough.
不要怕神听不到。
Do not be worried that the Lord has not heard.
最后结束祷告的时候敲了这个钟，说阿门。以上我所祷告都是实实在在的。
And when the ring bells, you finish the prayer by saying Amen, meaning all above prayer is true.
可是各位好朋友，如果你听到等一下旁边这些人祷告的声音跟你不一样呢？
But friends, if you hear that the people around you pray in a different manner to you,
他们听见跟看见他们用舌头在发出各种声音。
And you may hear and see them making all sorts of sound with their tongue.
各位，这就是两千年前神降下圣灵的现象，到现在一模一样。
And this is the same proof, the same phenomena of the Holy Spirit descending from heaven from God.
请不要紧张。
Do not be alarmed.
请不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
因为这是你人生大福气的开始。
And because this is the beginning of your greatest blessing in life.
你也可以领受的。
You can too receive it.
只要你渴求。
as long as you long for it.
因为耶稣说啊，天父岂不将圣灵也赐给求他的人吗？路加福音十五章我们不看了。
Because Luke chapter 15 it tells us that would the Father not likewise give the Holy Spirit to those who seek it?
天父爱你。
Our Heavenly Father loves you.
他要把这上好的戒指戴在你的生命里面，你愿意吗？
He wants to put on this greatest ring in your life. Are you willing?
我们现在就一起来做这个祷告，来体验。
And now we'll pray together and experience it.
有信心、愿意的。
If you have faith and if you're willing,
都可以到前面来接受我们圣职人员的帮助、按手帮助。
And you can come forward to pray, and our ministers will lay hands on you to assist in your prayer.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.